back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the second episode ever of Power Rangers Samurai, technically. As I mentioned before, they showed them in the wrong order on Nickelodeon, so this is technically the second, but also sort of the 22nd, depending on how you want to look at it. Anyway, we are watching Origins Part 2, and without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one. And we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
There is more to being a Power Ranger than mastering a sword. You must also learn to use your inherited samurai symbols. Aha, fire symbol.
See, in the Sentai, they were actually using their morphers to do these. I think these are the symbols on their helmets, too.
Symbol for wind. Very good.
That's not right. She's getting the hang of it.
This way. That's it.
No, that's not it.
Strokes is wrong. Mike, you must practice more.
Okay, I get it. Practice. How about a lunch break? You'd be amazed at how well I practice after a few slices of pizza.
Nothing's better for Samurai Warrior than pizza. Interesting. Wait, an intro? Origins Part 2 was the second episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on October 22nd, 2011. Written by Jill Donnellan and James W. Bates. The original Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and it was directed by Peter Salmon, as before. I'm pretty sure that in the Sentai that's wine, not medicine.
If only we could get this ruinous Sanzu river to rise and flood the human world. We'd sail into their cities and rule their pathetic world.
Ooh, ooh, Mouse, take a look. There's something of interest in this book.
What is it, Octoroo? Speak up.
Legend has it, every time something really bad happens on Earth, the Sanzu River's water level rises. So if we scare those humans, their tears will fill our river and we can escape the netherworld.
That is not at all what you said. Something bad has to happen, not scare the humans. That's a leap in logic, folks.
You ever take a break?
Every second that you're not training is a second wasted.
Hey, don't blow a gasket.
Huh.
Seriously, get a refill, dude. No cell phones? You can't just wait around?
That smells good.
Why are we in a huge hurry to find Emily? Oi. They're back, but they don't have... Well, Spike... But Skull doesn't have enough by himself to do the bulk and skull sound? Well, I guess it's not Skull.
How's Skull? I mean, your dad.
Oh, great, great.
Well, let me help you with all your stuff, but first let's get something to eat.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I'll take that.
No.
Yeah, they're back to their normal humor again. Do they not have cell phones? It's 2011.
Were you even looking for her?
Yeah, but I got hungry. Emily probably went out sightseeing or shopping or something. I'm sure she's okay.
I don't know. She's a country girl. She wouldn't wander around the city by herself.
Want a bite?
No, thanks. I never snack between meals while in samurai training.
When are you in training?
Never.
Wow. You're really serious about the samurai lifestyle.
Of course. Aren't you?
Yes, but I'd also want to have a normal life. You know, find my Prince Charming someday. I'm getting used to the idea that now I'm a samurai, but it's a little scary.
Well, it's a big adjustment. You'll get used to it.
What about you? I heard you left your dreams of swimming in the Olympics to be here, Kevin. Don't you miss it?
No. When a samurai decides to serve, he is committed. Forever.
Wow.
We're only in, like, day two, right? How long has it been? Why is she practicing by herself in the middle of nowhere? Weird.
Yes. The dedication of a samurai.
It's not just that. I promised my big sister to work hard so that I can be as good a fighter as the rest of you.
Your big sister?
My big sister was supposed to become the Yellow Ranger, but she got sick. I had to take her place.
Wow, that's a lot to ask of you.
It's been tougher to see her go through her illness. And anyways, I wasn't a superstar at school.
Don't sell yourself short.
Oh, I do have talents. I'm really good at playing the flute, and I can definitely handle a sword. So becoming a Power Ranger is a fresh start for me.
Did you hear that? She has the heart of a true samurai warrior.
You've been training hard. You need this more than I do. Here.
I'm sorry, but this acting is not nearly as good as what we had.
Anthony laughed for about 20 minutes.
He's right. And what I'm gonna do is train you to become a samurai.
For no reason, Power Rangers Samurai shows up once. Oh. He didn't get one.
I'm broke.
I'll forget eating.
Even lunch?
You stick with me, and you will learn everything there is
to know about the Samurai Power Rangers.
They've only shown up once. And before that, it was just a red... Well, I guess the history of them, huh? There is a history, I guess, of Samurai Rangers.
Goes off the moment a Nylock comes through a gap from the netherworld.
Sweet. Where are they?
City Hall.
Samurai, we have a battle to fight.
Well, don't just stand there.
Where was he? Oh, is this where we get the really, really, really long morph? It is! You can, if you don't want to watch it, you can probably get a snack. Maybe eat a meal. You can come back. A lot of Sentai footage in this fight so far. Oh, that looked painful.
Whirlwind scythe attack.
There, beating
stand and be strong. Either we defeat the Nylock or we will be defeated. Understood?
Yeah. I know.
Not great going for the second fight.
Dude has style.
Time to skewer a samurai!
He's able to stay so focused on defeating evil. I only hope I'm up to the challenge.
Kick back and take a seat! Whirlwind side attack!
Not sure what exploded behind them. But they're also kind of treating Jaden like he's Tommy.
Our spin swords will turn him into dust.
See, like I mentioned last time, they do have the little animation things. That's pretty cool. Well, at least they're able to minimize this since they did the full clip of it last time. I'm thinking that's not going to work. They actually kept this from the Sentai?
If totem poles crush Nylock, you've got it.
Your ranger babies are playing with blocks?
Kevin, what have you done?
Oh no, did I make a mistake?
You left me out.
Oh no, I did it wrong.
What's the deal? Why am I low man on the totem pole?
Okay, this happens in the Sentai, but this is just kind of dumb. Kind of wish they'd cut that part out, maybe? But you gotta have the humor for the kids, I guess. I will say this, the Megazord here looks pretty cool. I like how it puts its own helmet on too, that's kind of cool.
Heads up everyone, he's closing in on us.
He's got a good point. Hope it was empty. Oh, this could be overwhelming. Okay, that's a pretty cool move, actually. That sword didn't go anywhere near those guys. You know, we didn't have a Megazord this maneuverable, I don't think. Well, maybe. But it was the original, the high-octane one last season. But not later on. Oh, is this kind of like Thunder Megazord type deal? Looks like it. I am willing to bet we will not see too much of the individual Zord stuff for a while. Well, I just don't think we're going to see him doing that too often in the future. Yay, they won!
Down today.
You did great, Emily. You were really strong.
Your big sister will be really proud of you. Yeah.
Hey guys, I have a surprise for you. I've learned a new symbol.
Really?
Oh, what's this? How did he learn the symbol? Okay. And I felt like a lot of stuff happened in the first episode. Of this second episode, not much. Not bad, though, I guess. Hopefully the acting gets better. Now, they filmed these in order, as far as I know, so... You know, by the time we're getting into the actual late part of the season, we'll actually be getting to their doing better, hopefully. But yeah, that was an interesting episode. I like the Megazord. It does have a lot of Thunder Megazord feel to it, especially that wind-up and slash at the end there. It's kind of interesting. The Thunder Megazord was a Samurai Megazord, so that works. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching... You'll never guess what we're watching next. I believe it's the third episode, or the series premiere, depending on how you want to look at it. It's titled The Team Unites, so we get our team coming together episode. And that'll be next time. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.